The following shiur was delivered by Rabbi Nachman Rosen, author of the Birchas Nachman Kuntresim and member of Beis Medrash Gavoya, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. For halachic wills and estates, or other inyana yerusha, please call the center at 1-888-485-VAAD or visit thehalachacenter.org.
The Mishnah says in Zvachim, Ramatema Beis, Shachtar Manas Loniach Esdombo, Oymurav Lamacher, Shachtar the carbon with a Machshava, that he's going to leave over the dam or the Yimurim of the carbon till tomorrow, Olo Tzim Lachotz, or he's going to take the dam and the Yimurim and take it outside Lachotz, or who the Paiser, who holds that the carbon becomes Pasol, Chom Achshir. Chom say such a Machshava does not Pasol, and the carbon is kosher. Boris on Lam involvement Alice says my tiny Rivuda. First thing what brings the pasuk, where it says no, it's not from pasuk. Where it says, "Oh, tiny Rivuda svar." The reason Rivuda is a svar. The Sanyu Amalim Rivuda. Rivuda said, "Yeah, temaydim shemayuchal lemachar shu pasul." Don't you agree that if he actually went and he left the carbon over until tomorrow, it becomes pasul. Even if he thinks that he has a machshava that he's going to leave it over tomorrow, becomes pasul. Well, Tanya Ruda Svaru. Who is saying that his reason not a pasul gets a svar? So I have a deek. The only deek over here that it says Ruda Paisel doesn't say Ruda says Mechayit Karis. We know by Pigol, by Mechashiv, Chutzlus Manoi. If you're Mechashiv, Machshav is Chutzlus Manoi, it's Chayav Karis Mishu Pigol. So what, maybe over here also, once he holds, well, Niach is Doma Lamacher, well, Niach is Doma Oymurav Lamacher for tomorrow, that's Chutzlus Man. If he holds it, that's Machshav and the Parish of Pigol, it should be Karis. Why does Rabbi Huda say it's only a psul, it's not karis? So to explain this, we have to mark them a little bit. What is Machshavas Pigol? The Gemara says, on daf, Yigimel on the base, what type of Machshavas are Machshavas, Lagabi Pigol, that you're Machashiv about? What do you have to think about? The Gemara says, "Latanya, Yachal lo tei machshav me'elas el ba'achilas baser." Maybe the only machshava that would be me'elas to make the carbon pigol is a mechashiv eat the baser chutzlus manoi. Naimi rabbi shvicha shirayim ba'aktaras imurim. Where do we know if you marry if he thinks I'm going to just pour the leftover dam, the shayfich on the yisodim mizbeach? Chutzlus Manoi, Vaktaras Yimurim, we're going to be Maktir, the Yimurim of the carbon, Chutzlus Manoi, how do I know if that's going to passel? Maybe the only Machshava's pickle is a Machshava, and I'm going to eat the Basar carbon, the Macher. Tamaloi Mar, Vim Heyachel, Yeachel. The Pasuk by Pickle says, Vim Heyachel, Heyachel. It says the word Achila twice. On the Darshan, Shtei Achila is Akosta Medaber. Achas Achilas Adam, Ba'achas Achilas Mizbeach. Talk about there's two Achilos. One is Achilas Adam, one is Achilas Mizbeach. What does that mean? To eat the basar of the carbon is Achilas Adam. Achilas Mizbeach is the Akhtaras Eimurim and the Zrikas Adam. Exert the dam of the Mizbeach, it's considered that the Mizbeach is eating it up, and burning the Yiburim on the fire of the Mizbeach is also considered that the Mizbeach is eating it. It's an Achilas Mizbeach. And we're saying here also, Shvicha Shirayim, you pour it on the side of the Mizbeach, it's like Tzrika, that it's Achilas Mizbeach. So now, case of Rabbi Yehuda, everybody else, Rabbi Yehuda says that what Shachar Manas, Lahaniach is Dom, Lahimur of the Mach, gonna leave over the dam for the Iburim to tomorrow, or you're going to take them outside L'chutz. So there's no Achila. There's no Achilas Adam, there's no Achilas Zbech. What you're just doing is you're leaving the dam. You're leaving the dam till tomorrow, till it becomes possible. You're taking it L'chutz, which becomes possible. B'shem Yaitse. But there's no Achilas Adam, there's no Achilas Zbech. The Chacham say, Machshirin. That's not a Machshavas Pigol. It's not Shaykh the Parish of Pigol. Has to be Machashiv Achilas Adam, Achilas Zbech. We had the mission earlier. Says, what is, Chavzainu Abeis, the Mishnah says, what's the different Machshavas that count for Pigol? It says, Lizroy, Domai Lamacher, and these are, you think I'm gonna be throw the dam Lamacher, I'm gonna be mak to the Imurim Lamacher, I'm gonna eat a Kazayas Basar Lamacher, those are all Achilas Adam, Achilas Zbeach. But here, you just Miniach, you're gonna leave it over until tomorrow, until it becomes possible, or take a Lachos, if it was possible, Mishmi Yait, say there's no Achilas Adam. So Rehuda says, I agree with Gabikaris. But Gabi Karis, you're right. The Pasuk says, Heyachel, Yachel. When it comes to Achiv Karis, Aramach Shevas Chutzal Zma'anai, Avada, there is no Karis. But he said, Apel Pichain, just to make the carbon possible without Achiv Karis, that we could there, who says, I have a Svara, that the same way that if he actually was left over the dam till tomorrow, or he took the dam b'chutz, so the dam became possible. Now if the dam is possible, you can't do zrika, the whole carbon is possible. The same way if he actually did that, so too, his machshava, his machashiv to do that, such machshava would also possible. Now, Kibshuta, the Rabbanan, Chacham don't hold this svar at all. The Chacham to hold, there's no such svar. One is, that's if you actually were Meniach the Dam, that tomorrow you took the Dam B'chutz, of course it's possible. Here it's Aram, you didn't actually do it, you're Shaykh Aram and Asir, you're Machshava to do it. Oh, there's a Chish, the Stipler, I saw the Stipler, he wants to say that really the Rabbanan, they don't totally disagree with this concept that a machshava is kenaisa. So he brings the Gemara and Daf Gimel Min Aleph. The Gemara says over here on Gimel Min Aleph in Zvachim Amar Vakiva Ani Afarish Kabbalah Lo Yosa Bo Machshava Kenaisa Zrika Osa Bo Machshava Kenaisa. It's talking about which avodas you could be mechashiv v'ras pigul while the coin's doing it. So he says, so Rekiva said, Kabbalah did not make machshava kemaisa. Zrika, osaba, machshava kemaisa. Zrika, Tari says, is pigle. Just with the machshava, you pass the carbon. Machshava kemaisa. The machshava of, let's say, being zerik, the dam lamacher is considered as if you actually took the dam and were zerik it lamacher. As the stipe learns off in this Gemara over here, also by Machshava Kemaisa. The stipe says, that the Machlaikis Rehudin the Rabbanan is, Rabbanan say, you're not going to make more new Machshavas because of this Svar. Where the Torah says, Achilas Adam, Achilas is Be'ech. And then we know that the Machshava works. So there, the way it works, the wonders of how it works is that we look at a machshava as if it's a maisa. But to tell you, Rebbe Huda takes it a step further, takes the svara a step further, it says even on a machshava that's not a chilas arm, a chilas is deach, lahaniach es domoi, lahitzi es domoi, Rebbe Huda says, with the svara machshava kemaisa, we see the machshava, the same way if he did, the maisa would be possible, so when he has that machshava, he also passes it. He says that we marbe even do machshava's psul. Karis? No. Make a psul, who holds his psul? That's the stipler says. He wants to answer the Shver Rambam, I don't want to Shver Rambam with that. I have a raya, I would like to bring a raya to this. Yisoid from a Tosis later on in Masechet Zvachim towards the end, Kof Zayin on Beis. The Gemara says in Zvachim that we get with the parasha of Sheichet Umal of Achutz. So the Gemara there says you're only Chayiv. Rabbi Yechon says you have to be Maktir Bechutz Kazayis. In order to be chai in the show, mala b'chutz. So Taisus there is. Taisus there, Master Rabbi Yochanan says, what do you mean? Rabbi Yochanan holds in Menachos and Chavav of days that yesh haktara pachos v'kazayis. There is a din haktara and less than a kazayis. So he holds his haktara for less than a kazayis. So why can't be chai if I go b'chutz? I go b'chutz and I'm maktir pachos v'kazayis. It should be chayiv. So there's three tirutzim. And the third teretz, three separate tirutzim. The third teretz, Tosis says over here in Kozayim Beis, he says, Tosis says like this, Umidachoshav almidachishe, for the case of pigol, and he's mechashe, almanas lahakter chutz lemekoimoi, when he has a machshavah, and he makter chutz lemekoimoi, and he makter bechutz. Loy mislo pachs mikazayis is not passel if he doesn't have a machshava about a kazayis, like the Mishnah says in the third parak. The Mishnah says alam et hayam and out. The Mishnah says la'echol lahakter dover shadarker lahakter pachs mikazayis kosher. A person has a machshava, I'm going to eat half a kazayis bosser b'chutz. I'm going to be makter half a kazayis imurim b'chutz. It's kosher. It's not machshavas pigol. And the pshad is because it's not achiwa. And the puzzle says, hey, ochel ye ochel. Vishte achiwa is hakos of a daber. Achas achiwa is oldem, achas achiwa is beach. It has to be, en achiwa pokes me kazayis. So you have to be mechashi, you have to be machshova about a kazayis. So Taisa, that's by pigle. The word Taisa there is discussing the chiv of ma'ala b'chutz. Taisa says, so too, the same way, you need a kazayis for machshava, schotzlam ekoimoi, so too, you're not going to be chayiv if you actually went and did a haktara of bachotz, you marked the bachotz over, and you did less than a kazayis, you're not going to be chayiv. You learn from Pigel. So I was bothered, why is Tosis, one is talking about a machshavas pigol. You didn't actually do it. You just shachted the carbon or yizarik the carbon amanas. I'm going to be makter the imurim bachutz. You weren't actually mal of the imurim bachutz. So he says, there you need a kazayis. So too, when you're wearing a person's oiver, if a person was makter the imurim bachutz, he won't be chayv unless it's a kazayis. What do the two things have to do with each other? So I thought, the way this type is put together from the Gemara and Daf Yigimel, that the alumnus, that we look at Pigel as Machshava Kemaisa. That we look at Pigel as the Machshava passels it, because we look at it as Ki'ilu. Of course, it didn't actually happen. Ki'ilu, the Machshava already happened, so that's very good, what they're saying. The same way by Pigel, you have to be Mechashev, to be Maktir, or Kazayas, Chutzkum, Koimoi, to passel. If the Chashiv exists, what's some Koimoi to be passel, so passel's the one that says that we see it as Ki'ilu, you already makter the Murim, you already makter Kazayis and Murim Bechutz. So, it must be that when there's a Chiyah for, the Torah is Machayiv you for taking Murim outside, and being back to them, that there too it's also Kazayis. Because the Pigel, the one that's the Pigel is Machshava Kenaisu, and the Chashiv, to Maktir Kazayis Bachot, and if you're Mechashman Pachas Mikazayis, it doesn't pass them. So you see that when it comes to Haktar Bachot, you also need a Kazayis. That's what I thought. That Taisus over here, and that from Advov, it's a big cash over here, that the Mishnah says not only L'haniach estavoy, l'haitzi estavoy, whether you're meniach the dam, or you're right to the chutz, the dam is possible, you came to a zrika, the carbon is nothing. But the Mishnah says, the Ruz says also Yimurim. Niach imurim lamacher lahaitzias imurim is gonna, or who do all said as possible. So fractisis imurim is not makiv. The kapara, zrika sadam is the only thing that's makiv. So why? Why should Rehuda say Rehuda Paisel? And so he says the Gemara itself says that Shiakri Vuhu Tvein, if you had a machshava that a Tomei Kayin is going to be Makriv the Karbon, Shiakri Vuhu Arelim, and Oral is going to be Makriv the Karbon, that would not pass us. So the Gemara says in Lamevav, Zivcha Gufa Minifsel. Because if a Tomei person was actually Makter, an Oral was actually Makter, the Imurim, that's not going to pass it because the Rashi says because he rated the Zerika. Only the Zerika's Makiv. So now, Fractitis Theory, why by the Mishnah, Buddha says that if you're Meniach, the Imurim, or you're going to be the Imurim Lachutz, it's going to pass it. Fractitis Theory asks the Lamb of God, the Maslow Sheikhlu to Meim. Fractitis says, that's his Kashim. Fractitis the Tarot says, and it's different. Why? Because you bring the Gemara to cloud, the Gemara says in Pesachim. The Gemara says that it, on a regular carbon where you have the Imurim are kosher, first you have to be mak to the Imurim, and only afterwards the Kahanim have a right to eat the Basir. But the Gemara says, let's say the Imurim became Pasul, the Imurim became Tamei, or they were Yotzei. The Imurim are possible, so it's not possible to be marked to the Imurim. I would say you can't eat the Basar. The Gemara says in Pesachim and all that in such a case, you're allowed to eat the Basar even though there was no Haktaras Imurim. That's the Gemara says in Pesachim. So Taisa says like this, that if that L'haniach Imurim L'machar, leave them around, that they're going to sit around until tomorrow, so there, the Imurim are in front of us, they're banned. The Imurim are in front of us, then the klal is that you cannot eat the basar. As long as the Imurim are here, and you're supposed to be mak to them first, you can't eat the basar before the Haktaras Imurim. Taisa says, now that you're mechashiv, so we niach the Imurim l'macher, if you would actually do that, then you wouldn't be able to eat even the basar, so the whole carbon is going to be possible. However, Shiakrivu Tmeyim, Shiakrivu Arewim. If a Tomei or an Oral is Makrav the Imurim, then the Imurim themselves become possible. The words of Pesachim. If the Imurim became possible, then there's no more problem. You can eat the Basar without a Haktaras Imurim. It's like Nitma Oshavdu Imurim. The Imurim got lost, then you can eat the Basar without a Haktaras Imurim. Right. So that's good for the case of Lahaniach et Imurim L'macher. But what about to take the Imurim Yehem Achshava, to take the Imurim L'chutz? Or who the Pasels? Fractoisis. It's still Shvar. Kati Kasha. Letzi L'chutz. Yikoy Imurim. My Pasel Hudo. Halo Moskein L'nimna Hadam Bekach Nivertzos. In the case we Mechasha take the Imurim L'chutz, why should it pass there if the Imurim are b'chutz? If the Imurim are b'chutz, then it's like Nitmo Yishavdu Imurim. It's like the Imurim came Tomei or lost. When the Imurim are Tomei or lost, the klal is, you're allowed to eat the Basar without the Imurim. Here you're Mechashim. If the Imurim are going to be b'chutz, then if the Imurim are going to be b'chutz, you're allowed to eat the Basar without the Imurim. So the carbon doesn't become possible. So why is that? I'm not Shavas Psal. Why is it different than Yakrivu Arelim? Yakrivu Tmeim? Rashi explains because the Imurim are not Makif the Kapora, and Taisa says, if the Imurim became possible, then you're allowed to eat the Basar anyway. So if you're here, you're allowed to eat the Basar anyway. Taisa says over here, in Shita Mekubashas, on Lama Vavim and Aleph, and Ice, Lama Gimel, Zakta Shitin Kubatsas, time of Laniach Imurim Eloitzio, Vakulu, Kedapishis Lel, Bishindaka Zrinun, Otolaniach, Kaldama Eloitzio, Ubaachim Bifsala Carbon. Shitin Kubatsas says, you're right, there is Midiraisa, there is no Svara by the Imurim of machshava kemaisa. It's only by the dam, because so he says, oh, so what's pshat by imurim? It's a gzeira. Regeizer lahaniyah chasai imurim lemacher aloitzin lechutz with a gzeira to the dam. Gzeira to lahaniyah ches damai lahaitzis davai. Since by the dam, if you would actually be the dam is makiv the whole kapara, but guys the imurim onto the dam. And you're looking at Taisus and Menachos, and that I believe it's Yeches of an Aleph. Taisus says the same thing, that it's by imurim it's only a drabonim. The Luz holds that lahaniyachas hadam or lahaitzias hadam. That's the rice. But lahaniyachas imurim or lahaitzias imurim. There, since the imurim are not makiv the kapara, it's only a drabonim.
The Daf Yomi audio series has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center. To reach the Center for Halacha Consultations, Service, Educational Seminars, or Media, please call 1-888-485-VAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you could email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.